going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Breaking news. I repeat, breaking news. Wherever you may be, you must know. It's official. Riley Green shaved his mustache.
Boy,
guys.
Boy, was that a shocker.
Oh my gosh. I am shooketh to my core.
Did you see, the comments that people were making when he posted it? Holy crap.
I don't know what to do with myself.
He does not look like the same
person. He doesn't
look
the same at all. He looks like a kid.
Can I ask a question on this?
Yeah.
And this is more for Melissa. Is he more attractive or less attractive? Because you were in a very big Riley Green phase after his Worst Way music video that you forced us to watch.
I want you.
I'm going to say that he looks 1,000 times better without it.
Wow. So you're not a mustache girl.
Not usually. No,
really?
Actually, I'm not.
See, I'm not. I don't know if I can weigh in on this because I'm happily married to my wife. But I feel like I thought he looked better with the mustache.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of guys, not every guy looks great with a mustache.
Mm-mm.
But he pulled it off very well.
Well, not all women look at things the same way as guys do. Women can look at things very differently.
So, if you had a choice, would you go beard, mustache, or clean shaven on a man?
Good question.
You're already ruling out mustache, I feel like.
And keep in mind, you work with two guys that have beards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Who both started wearing their hats backwards when you said wearing your hat backwards make you more attractive.
We are both wearing our hats backwards today.
Today, I know. If it's short and it's not too long, not a Chris Stapleton beard. If it's short, I'm going to pick beard.
Okay, beard.
Okay, you know what? Let's do this. Let's settle it right now. This is the end of the debate right here today. I want as many women to call in right now to 312-946-4995. Let's settle the debate. What is better, beards, mustaches, or clean shaven?
There's no other choices. No goatees, no nothing like that.
312-946-4995. We're going to keep a tally. And whichever wins is the most attractive. Because this listenership to US 99, everyone who listens to US 99 are the smartest people in the world to begin with.
Yeah,
so we know that your opinion matters more than most.
Yeah. And then go look at Riley Green without his mustache. And he looks so good.
Yeah. You may not be a mustache gal until you see Riley Green without one. Then you'll be like, wow, maybe I am a mustache gal. 312-946-4995. Let's settle the debate once and for all. Beards, mustaches, or clean shaven. Bridget in Westmont.
What do you think? Do you think you like clean shaven? Do you like a beard or a mustache?
Beard.
Okay. I like that answer,
well,
Bridget.
Those are in right now, so you must be in heaven.
Yeah, sup, Bridget. It's a good answer.
She's like, bring on the facial hair.
Yeah.
Do you think it's manly?
Definitely manly.
Are you in a relationship?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Uh-oh, something interesting is going on there.
Does that fifth that you're pleading have a beard?
Potentially.
Okay.
I think that maybe has a goatee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's true. Well, Bridget, listen, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Christy in Highland.
Beard, clean shaven, or a mustache?
Clean shaven.
Clean shaven. Okay. Completely no facial hair whatsoever.
Correct.
What is it about being clean shaven that you like so much?
Well, there's no hair in the face. Better for kissing.
No, better for kissing. Well, listen, Christy, thank you so much for calling and weighing in. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Carolina in Oakland.
Mustache, beard, or clean shaven?
Beard.
Beard. Carolina, what's up, girl?
All right.
Good answer.
Hey.
Good answer. Why the beard?
My husband is a beard guy. He looks a lot like Jake Arrieta, and I love that beard look.
Ooh. Oh, so like kind of like a little bit of a longer beard.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Carolina, we appreciate you weighing in.
No problem, guys.
Jamie in Crown Point.
Mustache, beard, or clean shaven?
A beard.
Beard?
That a girl. Jamie. Good answer. Right. Why is that?
They look like babies without any facial hair, I feel like.
Did you see Riley Green without his mustache?
I did. He does look probably about 5 years younger.
He does.
It looks like a learner's permit photo.
I know.
I'm a middle school teacher, so I like the facial hair. They don't look like children.
Yeah, right.
They look manly, don't you think?
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for weighing in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Erica in St. Charles.
Mustache, beard, or clean shaven?
Clean shaven.
Oh, clean shaven. Why is that?
Well, I'm not a big facial hair person. I like a clean face. I like to see them.
Okay. You know, a beard, I do like them, but a beard does hide a lot of facial features.
It does.
So when somebody shaves, then you do really know what they look like.
Well, I guess a lot of the men in my family, they have the hole, so it just doesn't grow in nice.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Mine doesn't grow in that well. That's for sure. Thank you for calling and weighing in.
All right. Well, I love you. And Austin, 90% of my family live in Elmhurst, so I think I know what block you're at.
Okay. Well, nice. Erica, I hope to see you around the area. Wait, flag me down if you see me out there, okay?
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Okay,
you too. Bye.
Melissa, if Meredith called in right now, my wife, she would say clean shaven. She absolutely hates my beard.
When you've had it for so long.
Yeah, I hear about it every time I give her a kiss, or at least try to give her a kiss.
Uh-oh.
Emphasis on try. Debbie in Naperville.
Mustache, beard, or clean shaven?
Well, I like both, but mustache. My husband has both, but I can only pick one, so I'm going to stay with the mustache because he's only ever not had it one time in 46 years, and I told him never to do that again.
Oh, my gosh. Not a whole lot of guys, I feel like, look really good with a mustache.
It's hard to pull off a mustache.
There's only a few that can pull that off.
Yeah, he looked kind of geeky without it, so I like him better with it.
I love that. Thank you for calling and weighing in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
You're awesome.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, Melissa, what's the final tally?
Well, we've got two beards, one clean shaven, and one mustache. But if you count mine, that's three beards, and beard wins anyway.
Okay. Look, as unbiased as I can, I love it.
Are you going to take this information home to Meredith today?
I should, you know? Hey, honey, just so you know, everyone that listens to you, Melissa and Austin, loves beards, so.
Think that'll change your mind?
Not in the least. Aww. No.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.